Thank you and good afternoon. Wednesday afternoon, Judge John Feeney sentenced Gary Lee Bullock to life in prison for the murder of Father Eric Fried on New Year's Day in 2014. The 46-year-old will serve life in prison without parole for the murder of Father Fried, followed by a life sentence for torture. Bullock will also serve a determinant term for carjacking, two counts of burglary, and attempted arson. District Attorney Maggie Fleming appeared on Talk Shop this morning and described Bullock's actions on that New Year's Day.
So New Year's Eve, going from December 31st, 2013 to January 1st, 2014, Mr. Bullock stayed close to the rectory for several hours. It was on surveillance, and then ultimately broke into the rectory and attacked and tortured and murdered Father Eric, and then left with a number of Father Eric's personal items as well as his car.
Bullock initially pled not guilty by reason of insanity, but evidence gathered showed that Bullock acted in a deliberate and specific manner, and the insanity plea was withdrawn. Law enforcement that included sheriff's deputies, the SWAT team, CHP, and Eureka Police were involved in a standoff at a residence on Sunshine Way in the Humboldt Hill area on Wednesday afternoon, and that standoff resulted in a man taking his own life. A woman reported that her husband was threatening to kill her, and when law enforcement met with the woman, it became apparent that her husband was armed with a firearm. A perimeter was set around the home, and the man emerged from the house in his wheelchair brandishing the firearm, and despite negotiations, he told law enforcement that he had no intentions to surrender. After the man went back inside, negotiations continued over the phone, but a gunshot was heard inside the residence. SWAT personnel went inside the house and found the man in the living room with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. He was pronounced dead at the hospital. No other parties were injured in the incident. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for suspects involved in a burglary that occurred at the Community Cornerstone nonprofit organization in Redway. Law enforcement believe the burglary occurred at some point between last night and 7 o'clock this morning. Employees told deputies that a window was broken into to gain entry, and among the stolen items included two small safes, a company vehicle, and merchandise for the Special Olympics. No suspects were located in the immediate area, and anyone with information related to the burglary or the stolen items are asked to contact law enforcement. A fox that was involved in two aggressive incidents in Fortuna on Wednesday tested positive for rabies. The rabid fox was seen chasing a neighborhood cat into a residence and afterwards bit a Fortuna teenager alongside Roderville Road. The teenager received prophylactic treatment. Another incident soon followed when the same fox aggressively charged at a resident on Roderville Road, and the fox was subsequently shot and killed. The carcass was sent to the public health lab for testing, and rabies were detected in the results. Public health officials want to remind residents to take preventative measures to avoid contact with rabid animals and to fully vaccinate domesticated animals. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are concerns of salmonella in dairy products. Dan Squire has more.
The University of California Cooperative Extension reports that the state veterinarian, Dr. Annette Jones, has issued an immediate recall of raw milk and cream products that were produced by Organic Pastures Dairy in Fresno due to salmonella concerns. The recalled products contain raw milk and cream with a date code of May 18th, and tests have confirmed the presence of salmonella bacteria. Consumers are urged to dispose of any organic pasture raw milk products they have in their possession.
Thank you, Dan. This afternoon, the Humboldt County DA's office announced that the Victim Witness Program has received annual grant funding for the next 5 years. The funding comes from the Underserved Victim Advocacy and Outreach Program, and the County DA's Victim Witness Program will receive $175,000 per year to assist people who were victims of crimes. District Attorney Maggie Fleming said in a statement that the funding is evidence that the state recognizes our commitment to reach all county residents that benefit from assistance for victims, and this support will significantly enhance our efforts. The Arcata Fire District and the Muscular Dystrophy Association will start their annual Fill the Boot fundraising campaign this Saturday. Firefighters will be across the Arcata Plaza on Saturday with boots in hand, and another drive will be held in mid-June. The proceeds will go towards improving the lives of people fighting muscle disease in the fire district's area. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.